the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So I've really grown to love these random topics where it's just various questions about a wide range of things.
Yeah.
So I hope you do, is what I'm saying. It's 1-800-947-3979. I gave you most of the words for this one at the end of the last segment. Which blank have the worst people? The full question is, which professions have the worst people? So paint with a broad stroke here. Doesn't mean every single person that does this job is a bad person. But overall, when I say, if this this profession gives you bad people, which profession do you think of first?
Oh, okay. Well, this is easy.
Is it Hot Wings?
Yeah. I mean.
Yep.
What is it?
Politicians.
Oh, boy, yeah. I don't even think of that as a profession.
No, I mean, because I was going to say lawyers, but I was thinking because a lot of them become a lot of politicians started off as lawyers.
Lawyer, yeah. Judge,
so it doesn't mean, I mean, I've had some very good interactions with lawyers. I know a lot of very good lawyers. But there are plenty of real skeezy lawyers. Like you have two subsects of lawyers, good ones and sketchy ones.
Yeah.
And, well, that's why Stuart,
but then I thought politician, I mean, most of them.
My boyfriend refuses. Like if I say, oh yeah, my boyfriend's a lawyer. If I say it in front of him, he'll look at me and be like, can you please say attorney? When you say lawyer,
do you think we're stupid? We don't know that's the same thing.
No, it's not that
What's
at
an
all.
Attorney? What does he turn?
But if he's not practicing, isn't he just has a law degree right now?
Right. Exactly.
I mean, so he's a lawyer.
Yeah. But it is the same thing, but it's different. It's when people hear the word attorney, they don't think of the same thing as they do when they hear the word lawyer.
Yeah.
When that's why they don't call them lawyers at law.
What?
Attorney at law. A lawyer at law.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, I'm not following that.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame you.
For whatever reason, he just, it's a trigger word for him. Almost like, please don't call me a lawyer. People hate that.
What about CEO? That's what I immediately thought of just based on those articles that are like, CEOs are all psychopaths and sociopaths and narcissists.
There is a high level of narcissism, yeah.
Like the highest out of, you know, but that's one just profession in, you know, all industries.
I think like the quick loan places.
Ooh.
People who work there, like the quick loan.
Oh, any sort of predatory.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say building management for apartments. They're almost always jerks.
I hate it.
There are a lot.
Because they deal with buttholes who are smashing their crap. Yeah. And then they apply whatever that is. Like, I was always a pretty good renter.
Mm-hmm.
I think building management in general.
Haven't had a lot of great experiences with building management now that I think about more recent times, Steve.
No, the times that I've had building management, it's not like this everywhere, obviously. But, like, the last time I lived in an apartment, every time something went wrong, I would ask for help. And I would wait at least 2 days and eventually just fix it myself. I'd go, I mean, I'm paying, so I'm calling to call, but this is pointless. I'll just fix it. I hate you, but I want my toilet to work, so I'll just do it.
Where do you feel like the biggest dick walking into based on a track record of employees rolling their eyes and spitting at you and not liking you immediately?
State government employees?
Mm-hmm.
Like driver's license place or whatever.
Yeah.
When they're nice, that. I'm so pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
That it makes my day.
I think they are too, actually. If it's the on the other end, like if someone is not yelling at them immediately, they are probably pleasantly surprised. I think they're always ready for war.
It's weird though. I had I got my driver's license renewed last week and they were very nice, but still made me feel stupid.
I bet we went to the... Yeah,
because they were like, oh, you shouldn't have renewed it online. But the paperwork that you sent me said, renew online. Yeah, you shouldn't have done that, though.
Okay.
Well, why did the paperwork say it then? You shouldn't have done it.
I'll make a note of that for 4 years from now when this comes up again and your system still isn't fixed. All right, different question. Your fate is to be eaten alive by one animal on the planet. But you get to choose which one. Which one do you pick and why?
Wait, what? An animal is eating my fate?
Alive?
No, your fate is to be eaten alive by an animal.
What, are you playing Dungeons and Dragons?
The way you said that, I was like, wait, what?
Your fate is to be eaten alive.
Roll to head.
As in, you will be eaten alive by an animal.
Oh,
Final
God.
Destination style. Right? That's pretty straightforward.
I got what you were saying.
I mean, I get it now.
You can't eat fate.
No.
Ooh,
well, that's what I thought.
Boy.
Oh, I'm going with something big that it's going to be fast. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you don't want to be eaten by ants or something, you know, like give me a lion or a whale.
Oh, but
a lion's
going to
be tearing at your flesh for a while.
They don't like wring your neck and kill you right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want a whale too.
They want a warm meal.
Like, boop. Yeah. Something that's just,
you're going to be in the whale's belly and you're going to know about it. It's not going to chew you up and kill you.
Oh, you're going to die soon.
You can live in a whale's belly for years.
Yeah. That's what Jonah did.
I mean, Jonah did. Yeah.
Wrote a funny book about it.
Well, see, I mean, if you could live in there and then write a book.
Funny book.
Like, that'd be fun.
You can't find it in the humor section. I think
I would pick whale too, by the way. Anything else? I don't want anything that's tearing at my flesh.
I don't want to drown before I die. I don't like the thought of being in the water, because I thought for a second I was like, alligator, they'll do the death roll and you're dead, but that's only if they're grabbing you like by the head and your neck breaks. They could just grab your foot and you're just drowning for a while.
Mm. Oh, that would suck.
I mean, I don't like that
at all, Joe.
If you could, I guess, if you could. If you could determine positioning, then you could go with elephant, because they could just step on your head and it'd be over in literally 1 second.
Oh, they could sit on it, but like that zookeeper
video. But if they step on your abdomen, then
but they're not killing you. They're eating you alive.
Specifically
eating.
Oh, that's right.
You're being eaten alive.
Oh. Great white shark. I'm just going to say it. Great white shark.
Yeah, orca.
Take me out.
Killer whale.
How cool would that story be?
Very fast.
Kelly died, but great white shark.
God, I think I might.
I want to be eaten by a cow, for the irony.
I think I might choose a fat human.
Really? Why? You want to be eaten alive by a fat human?
I'm trying to think of
so they can talk to you while they're doing it?
Like, who piles food in their mouth? Like, I pictured me eating myself.
Because you know it'd be fast.
Because
because you got to be chewing.
I just do bite.
Very Harry Carey of you.
Yeah.
But
put mustard on you. And
like,
relish.
Or silverback gorilla. Like, they might tear you apart pretty quickly.
They would tear you apart, though. I mean, it would be long and anguish.
I don't think anything's going to be great when you're being eaten alive.
Yeah, surposingly, I can't think of one.
Yeah, I want it to be fast.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.